holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're still talking about criticism.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. You are a splendid people. I pray that the Lord comes into your life and changes it the way it needs to be changed. Listen, every time you add the Lord to anything, it changes. It just does. It just changes. It never stays the same. So if you invited the Lord into your life, it's going to change. It might not seem like it. Just give it time. It will change. You'll like this thing and don't like that anymore. You used to go to the club every day and now you can't go to the club. You don't even want to be at the club. You used to be able to smell beer. Now you don't even want to smell it no more. You used to like alcohol. Now you can't take it. Now you used to be on drugs. And now all of a sudden, for some reason, you don't even like the taste of it anymore. And you didn't go through the withdrawals or anything. So for some reason, everything has changed. Hey, that's still a good thing. I don't care what you say, to be able to do what God says and still have time to get closer to Him, and He's coming closer to you, and your walk towards God is not like other people's walk towards God. You have an individual walk towards God, and He has a closeness that's coming towards you, and it's helping you become a better person. Oh, we thank God for all of that. Thank God for it. Listen, always be helpful. You know, be helpful to people. Be helpful. Be bless them. There you go. Bless the people. Bless people. We have a thing that's going on now. I said this month, every time you open up the door, matter of fact, every time you get up to walk out the house, understand you're going to bless somebody that day. If you want to bless them every time you walk out the door, fine. But at least bless them once. Bless somebody somewhere. And you don't have to always give them money. You're nothing like that. A lot of times it's kind words. You know, get some kind words in your pocket that you can say to people, things that you can talk about and say to them that brighten up their day. You never know what people are going through. These are tough times, man. These are tough times. A lot of people are committing suicide and things like that. So you got to be careful to encourage people. You don't need all that. People don't. This is not the time to be judgmental about everything. Now is the time to encourage people. Let's encourage people. Let's bless them every single day. Find somebody to bless. If you see somebody in the corner, you know they don't have no money. You know they hadn't taken a shower. You know they're not working. Hey, man. Toss them $10, $20. Whatever it is. Whatever you can do to help bless people. If you got cash, fine. If they need some food, go buy them some food and bring it to them. I don't know. Find something to bless them. As a matter of fact, after you bless them, thank God that you were able to bless them. And don't tell anybody what you did either. Don't film it. Don't go show it to people. Don't tell anybody what you did. Just thank God that He did it and He made a way for you to be able to help bless somebody else. Right? And be thankful unto Him. Listen, God says, what you do in secret, I'll bless you openly. I'll reward you openly. Now touch somebody and tell them, won't He do it? Oh, yeah, He'll bless you openly. You think nobody knows. Nobody cares. You think you're not doing anything, but God sees it all. He don't forget your labors of love. He sees all of that. He sees all that. And you might not even know what you're doing, but He sees that too. He sees that too. You know, get out there and bless somebody, man. Somebody needs some help somewhere. Hey, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share no more. Oh, yes. Share until you can't share no more. Listen, we got a lot of listeners. We had a lot of downloads. And I thank you guys for it. I think that you guys are sharing, you know. And that's a lot. That's a lot. Listen, I thank God. I pray that God's word be done, or his will be done, and that it spreads quickly, that his word spreads quickly, and that people can benefit from it. And I'm not talking about the word I say. I'm just the person that's talking. But there are words within what I say. And so I pray that you can hear God's words over what I'm saying, over my words. I want you to hear what he's saying. And I pray that his word goes out and does what it does quickly. All right. Okay. Now, I think we better finish up this last part on this criticism. We were talking about it the other, was it yesterday? We were talking about how some people choose one day over the other, you know, to worship. This day, I'm going to worship on this day. And somebody else says, no, I'm going to choose another day. And so then they argue about choosing a day, you know, and you don't have to do that. Or they choose over, I'm going to eat this, and I don't eat that anymore. I stopped eating that. Okay, well, it's fine. You can stop eating it, you know. And the thing is, the person who's not eating that food anymore is God's servant. The person who is eating that food is God's servant. The person who decides to worship on one day, on Saturday, is God's servant. The person who decides to worship on Sunday is still God's servant. And so the key is, we're not, you know, like, you don't belong to me. You're not my servant. We're all God's servant. So I don't belong to you. You don't belong to me. So how am I going to correct you or condemn you for what you're doing with God? Amen. A lot of times it's hard for people to understand things like that. It's hard for people to understand things like that. They wanted, you know, what they feel God's word to be. They want it to be one way, one way, one way. And that's it. And it's the way I understand it is the way it is. And so, wait a minute, these other people are God's servant too. You're God's servants and those people are God's servants. So how are you condemning them? I don't know. All right, we'll start at verse number, let's see. Well, we can, let's reiterate what we talked about on yesterday. Verse number 6 talks about those who worship the Lord on a special day, do it in honor of him. Those who eat a certain kind of food, do so in honor of him, of the Lord. Since they give thanks to God before eating, they do it unto the Lord. See, because, you know, I don't eat pork no more. I don't eat pork. Well, okay. Well, this other person does eat pork and they thank God for the food. And so they're doing it unto the Lord. They're not doing it unto you. So calm down. And those who refuse to eat certain foods also want to please the Lord and give thanks to God. So when you don't eat the pork and you give thanks to God, you're still doing it unto the Lord. Okay. Verse number 7. For we don't live for ourselves or die for ourselves. If we, verse number 8, if we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We don't live for ourselves. We live for the Lord. Oh, I know you thought you were living for yourself and for your family and everything else, but you're living for the Lord. Yes, your family needs you. And yes, you do things for your family. You're the leader of your family, your parents or whatever. Right. Great. But we live unto the Lord. For if verse number 8, if we live, it's to honor the Lord. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. If we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Verse number 9, Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be the Lord, both of the living and the dead. So he's the Lord of the living and the dead. So those who are living that are believers, he's their Lord. He's also the Lord of those who are who have died and who are believers. So he's both the Lord of the living and the dead. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be Lord both of the living and of the dead. Verse number 10. So why do you condemn another believer? Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. You know, that's the judgment seat. Not necessarily there's a seat and there's judgment going forth, man. I don't know how God's going to judge everybody. I don't know how he's going to do it. He says he's going to do it, though. For the scripture says, verse number 11, for the scripture say, verse number 11, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me and every tongue will declare allegiance to God. Yeah, those who've been talking about the devil all this time, yeah, they get saved after death. You know, not saved as in they won't go to hell. I don't know how that works. But it's the whole notion of after you die, you see everything. Remember the rich man and Lazarus. You see everything. You see everything that God has said was true. And that rich man was trying to tell, hey, send somebody to tell my brothers not to come to a place like this. Mm-mm. Ain't no request from death. There's no request coming up. If the people don't believe what God has said in, while they're living, it ain't going to help them then. After they died, it's not going to help them. It's not going to help them. But, you know, you can't come from the dead going and trying to help them. Because the scriptures say every knee will bend and every tongue will declare allegiance to God. That changes everything. So why are you condemning God's people, other believers? You don't have to. Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. Verse number 13. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. Man, so you mean to tell me when I come to this life, I gotta know about someone else or respect someone else or respect the believer, another believer? Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I said before, if this person eats pork and I don't eat pork and that person decides to eat pork in front of me just to make me upset and don't care about me, that's causing this a dissension, a division. That's a problem. Division is of the devil. All of it. All division is of the devil. So when God comes to divide us, he'll do what's right. He'll take and make all the right judgment calls. But division from human beings and the evil devils, it's not right. And so why are we condemning each other? We got to be careful. Everybody is God's servant.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.